In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I'm particularly fond of today's first reading from St. Paul to the Galatians, if only because I like the letter to the Galatians, because Paul is so ornery in it. He's just fed up with the Galatians. And in fact, it is the only one of Paul's letters where he doesn't say something a little positive in his greeting. His approach to the Galatians is, "Oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" And I'm particularly fond of this part because it's written on the wall of our cathedral by the statue of St. Paul. "But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel to you other than that one which we preach to you, let that one be accursed." A very important thing for everyone to know, and not just here in Utah, but everywhere. Because there are many different gospels out there, and there have been from the beginning. Now, I'm not talking about the strange ones written by the heretics, like the Gospel of Thomas or the Gospel of Mary, you know, the ones the Discovery Channel goes into ecstasy about every Easter or Christmas, as if they had just discovered them and they've been known for centuries. You know, the church didn't say, "Oh, we have to burn them all because they're damning truth." No, they were just not part of the sacred scripture, and in fact they were heretical and weird. You know, you want to see what I mean? You know, get a hold of a copy of the Gospel of Thomas and actually read it, where, you know, one thing that should delight everyone with feminist sensibilities is that in the Gospel of Thomas, our Lord is quoted as saying that a woman has to become a man in order to be saved. Not very politically correct, is it? But there are all sorts of, you know, those are the formal ones in which people, you know, twisted the words of our Lord. And then there are the heresies that have come since then, where they twist the words of the Lord, sometimes to fit popular conceptions, sometimes to fit another religion. But we have the same thing today. People twist the words of our Lord to fit their preconceived notions of who he is and what he wants. And usually those are the things that would make our Lord a perfectly politically correct modern person. And if our Lord ever sounds like a perfectly correct modern person, you know you are reading him wrong. Because we have yet to conform ourselves and our society to the words of the gospel. And I suspect that will only happen fully when our Lord returns in glory at the end of time. And this applies to, you know, if a priest were preaching a different gospel, let him be accursed, let him be anathema. And the same applies to bishops or even popes. Anyone who would preach a different gospel should be accursed. Because we need to cleave fast to the gospel which comes to us from Christ. For as St. Paul said, "For I did not receive it from a human being, nor was I taught it, but it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ." Revelation was given to the church by our Lord while he was here on earth. And the job of the church is to pass that revelation on, neither added to nor subtracted from. And we find it in sacred scripture and sacred tradition. And that is where our mind and our heart need to lie. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.